From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We learned this week of the sentencing of a well-known Iranian filmmaker, Jafar Panahi. He directed, among other films, The White Balloon, Offside, and The Circle. Panahi was convicted of conspiring against national security and spreading propaganda against the Iranian system. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, and he was banned from writing or making movies or traveling abroad for 20 years. Joining us from London to talk about Panahi is Mazyar Bahari, himself a Canadian-Iranian filmmaker and himself a former prisoner in Iran. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What did Jafar Panahi do to warrant such a stiff sentence?
Well, allegedly he was making a film about the events after the disputed elections, presidential elections in 2009, when they arrested him earlier this summer. But I think the real reason for his arrest and the sentence is that the Iranian government wants to send a message to all filmmakers in Iran that if they do not listen to the government's directives regarding arts, they are going to face the same kind of sentence as Panahi did.
Now, is there a fairly independent and outspoken film industry in Iran that might be challenging the regime?
There are many independent, very good independent filmmakers in Iran, and they are going to challenge the regime. But I think by such a harsh sentence, the Iranian regime is telling them that if you are too outspoken, you can have the same fate as Jafar Panahi.
Can you infer from his case some bright line that he crossed that might be the message from the authorities?
Well, the only line that I can see that he crossed was that he did not make propaganda films for the Iranian government, and he did not remain silent. What the Iranian government likes artists do in Iran is to either listen to the directives and make propaganda films for them, or just remain silent and do films that are irrelevant and don't have to do anything with the social political situation in Iran. And as a result, many good Iranian filmmakers are not allowed to make films in Iran, or they have to migrate.
Now, based on your experience of having been imprisoned in Iran, having been interrogated, and according to Reporters Without Borders, having had a false confession elicited from you, what would you say Jafar Panahi can expect now?
Well, I think Jafar has gone through the period of interrogation and the forced confession, which he did not do. I'm not sure when they're going to take him back to prison. He's on furlough right now, so he's not in prison, but he can be taken back to prison any moment. And it's just, if you could predict the actions of the Iranian government, I think Iran and the world would be in a much better place. So it's very difficult to predict what the Iranian government may or may not do.
Mazyar Bahari, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mr. Bahari is a Canadian-Iranian filmmaker. He was talking about the case of Jafar Panahi, also an Iranian filmmaker who has been sentenced to 6 years for his work.